This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. And it's Friday, which means it's happy hour. And I'm so happy to be joined by one of the most joyful and hardworking people I know, Lawrence Jones, now a co-host of Fox and Friends.
Crazy.
Every morning.
Did you say I was the most joyful person?
Yeah, you are.
Me?
Yeah, you are a joyful person. And
thank you.
We always have a good time, no matter where we are.
Have y'all ever had steaks with Kennedy? Let me tell you.
You ever get stuck with a bill?
Oh, let me tell you. Jeez.
That was the best.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Lawrence and I were invited to a nice steak dinner.
We were invited. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, my gosh, wonderful. I love free steak.
This is amazing.
Yeah, our host who invited us got so hammered. He was escorted out of the restaurant before the appetizers got there. So we had like two vodka sodas. Yeah, must have been pre-gaming.
It was
because they almost had to have a gurney for him.
Yeah,
and then and he had already ordered.
Because I was really confused. I was like, wait a minute, this guy hasn't drank that much.
Yeah. Maybe
listen,
a drink and a half.
Listen, we don't judge with people having fun.
We don't judge, but we're also
we do judge when you say you're going to treat us.
Yeah, if you're going to,
we end up treating you.
Okay, this is Hawaiian sea salt.
Ooh,
to give good vibes to. All of our friends in Hawaii and Maui,
okay,
mixed
like
with
that.
Tahine. So this is a mocktail.
Okay.
Because that's what we do.
Okay.
We have mocktails. So if we were making
yeah.
a margarita, there would already be Grand Marnier in the shaker.
Right.
There would be. There's not,
right.
but
right.
there would be.
Right.
And, you know, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
This is water.
Okay.
And it's not Clase Azul, which is really high-end tequila.
Right.
Now, if we were drinking tequila, this is what I would have for you, because I know you love tequila,
I love tequila.
And I'm not going to skimp and get you some bargain basement Dollar Tree tequila. And there we go. Yep, this is nice.
Well, that's good water.
Brown.
I love the tint that it has. I mean, did you scoop
weird?
It out uh-huh. of the drain?
My bathtub was clogged.
It just had this tint to it. And, I mean, you go all out.
That's the beauty of the Clase Azul bottle.
I mean, you make sure that your water mm-hmm. has a little bit of brown to it with food
just
coloring.
Just a little bit of brown.
Just to yeah. look like the...
I want it to look like that, Lawrence.
That's
so
love.
So we put a little little bit of lime juice on just part of the rim.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of orange juice also mm-hmm. to give it a nice citrusy
that's flavor
balance.
Right there.
And then we do some good squeezes of lime juice in the actual margarita.
That is great water right
yeah,
there. Probably the best water I've ever had.
It's going to be nice limey water.
I tell you, with a little orange flavoring on mm-hmm. the side.
Yep.
Some Hawaiian,
you know
Himalayan
what I, you know what
salt.
I forgot? I forgot simple syrup, but you don't need it, right?
We don't need
you,
simple
you
syrup.
You like a skinny margarita.
We don't want sugar
you
water.
You
don't
want to be slowed down by sugar water.
No.
This
we
is like
we want the salt in the water for the electrolytes.
That's right.
That's what we're doing.
This is like a keto margarita.
Yeah, we love healthy water.
Mm-hmm. This is the healthiest.
Yeah.
So then we take, we tap our little rim in the tahine and Hawaiian sea salt. And then we put a little bit of ice in here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We're not screwing around. This is a first class.
Let me tell you something.
Brett
this
Baer
is
was
next
in here.
Level.
Yeah, I had to because Brett Baer came by for happy hour and I had to pretend to be fancy. And Brett was like, there's alcohol in here. I was like, no, there's
no,
not. These
no,
are mocktails.
No,
I would not give America's
Brett.
Most trusted newsman
no.
alcohol.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Mm-mm. And then we shaky, 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 and we celebrate.
We
happy hour is for friendship.
Now, is this a fit? Is it? Oh, that's a pick.
Yeah, that's a pick.
Oh, that is
that's
nice.
An actual guitar pick in there. Because this will be music in your mouth.
Look at that tint mm-hmm. that water has.
Yeah, I think that's from the lime juice.
So I think what it is mm-hmm. it's been brought to my attention. It's coconut water.
That's what it is, Lawrence.
It's coconut water.
I put coconut. I forgot to tell you. I put coconut water in it.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks.
To
love.
Hard work and joy.
Yes.
Let's see how that tastes. Mm.
Let me tell you something. This may be the best wine I ever had in my life. As a matter of fact, you should rebottle this.
Yeah. this is classy. This doesn't need sugar.
Mm-mm.
I don't know about you, but fake Clase Azul coconut water
and let me tell you something. The great thing about drinking water is you can drink as much as you want. There's no effect.
You don't have to worry about it.
No.
No, you keep hydrating.
That's right. This is great. We're doing America some good here.
We have to because your book is out.
Oh, yeah.
American Man.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've been thinking about this because as a mom, I have girls. I feel like women are under attack as well.
True.
So, but also, I remember watching my daughter's classmates, the little boys, try and run around in elementary school. And they were told not to run around. And I'm like, they have to run around. Like, they have to run around and, like, tackle each other and get that energy out. Because if they don't, when they go into class, they can't sit still.
That's right.
And
it's in us.
From a very young age, boys are told to, like, tone it down and not be aggressive. To be manly, to be butch is somehow a sin against society. Mm-hmm. When did you notice that?
I mean, it seems like a modern occurrence. Yeah. Like, you know, we used to accept boys as they are. I mean, that's who they are. They're boys. We know that they're hyper. Of course, you want them to be responsible and you want to tell them time and place.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like as a whole, boyhood, manhood, all of it is under attack. And I don't go from the standpoint of, men understanding how society is today. And not letting women get their promotions and all that. That's not the purpose of the book. This is not a book that tells women to go to the kitchen and all that. It's appreciating manhood, but it's also appreciating femininity as well.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that strong women want strong men.
Yes.
And
that's also a really good point.
It's true. And just because...
Even though I can open a pickle jar.
You can.
I'd rather have my sexy American boyfriend do it.
That's exactly right. And you know what? You can change a tire if you have to
as well. Yeah, my stepdad taught me how to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is something about independence, but
to be completely self-reliant and live on an emotional island leads to loneliness.
That's right. And so, like, when I'm on the plane, which is it almost every other day, and I'm telling a young lady or an elderly woman, hey, I got you.
Yeah.
I'll put your bag up there. This is not saying that you're inferior.
So you hit on older women on planes.
Well, older women is my audience. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, whatever they use me for. All right, that's their business.
So you're catnip for
you know what?
The Golden Girls.
So I had to write the book in a way. Also being honest that 70% of the people that follow me on social media are women.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a book to go around bashing women.
Mm-hmm.
But it is to show we appreciate you. We love you. And men were not doing a great job in taking our place. But also society is saying, no. Don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel to believe that there's not a population of women that say, you know what? I like when the man takes the check. I like working, but I like him to bring money home too, right? I want him to protect me. I carry a gun, maybe I carry a knife, but you know what? When traffic is going, I like for him to be closer to the street.
Yeah, I like starting fights, but I want to know that my boyfriend can win them.
That's
it's very sexy.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you want that conversation. And like I tell people, you want your daughter to marry the American man. You want your son to be the American man. You want your husband to be the American man. And I just lay out principles and interview people that I feel like hold those values close.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because if you look at TV dads, TV dads have totally been emasculated.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're these fumbling idiots.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Mike Brady, he was... That was a solid guy. He was a guy who would listen. He would reason things out.
Yeah.
But, you know, he could also
I have a problem with the modern... She's so funny. It's true. I have a problem with the modern man sitting at home eating chips.
Yeah.
While his wife goes to go work. I just think that's weird. I think it's wrong. I think it's not. You don't want to train your son to be that way. You also don't want to tell your daughter that's acceptable.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people that disagree with that point of view.
No, I don't think, like, I don't want my daughters to settle.
Yeah.
I want them to have partnerships. I want them to be with someone who's supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, my daughters are gay. I don't care. I still want them to be
100%.
In a supportive relationship. And, you know, it's like, wherever the chips fall, I want to make sure that they respect themselves enough to
be with
a partner who loves and supports them. And, you know, there is a side of society that, and it's not just men, where people are like, no, I'm just going to sit back and I'm going to let someone else, whether it be the government or someone who makes more money than I do, take care of me.
Yeah.
I'm going to live with my parents until I'm 30.
Yeah.
And it's a disconnect from independence, which is so necessary. I mean, it's part of what makes us libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
It's that self-reliance.
That's right.
And the more that we see the socialism in the world, the more we see this reliance on, you know, big brother, something that's going to take care of us, the more we disconnect from that truly human side that has to be independent.
Well, I think you just hit on something as part of the inspiration of the book. It was also, I think that when it comes to all of these social programs, they're there to fill a void,
mm-hmm.
right? And that void is a lot of times caused by fathers not being there.
Yeah.
Men now being totally comfortable with doing adult things, but not wanting to do adult responsibilities.
Yes.
Right? And so so often we talk about that, and I've tried talking about it from a policy standpoint, and I will continue to talk about it on why these programs are bad. But now I'm trying to tackle it from the perspective of, let's create an environment where we don't need the programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it has to do with our men taking their place and doing their responsibilities. And I'm not saying everybody that's on a social program is because there's not a strong man in their life. But I would argue probably about 70% of them come from single households because something is going to fill that void. People,
how do you change
hurting.
It? I mean, but that's, I know I've been with you at events where people, you know, target you as a black man, and they're like, there need to be more black men. And it's hey, guess what? This is cross-cultural.
100%
like, this is every neighborhood. 100%. This is every socioeconomic strata. Like, this is every part of society. When you have a man who feels like he doesn't have to be there, he doesn't have to provide, he doesn't have to be engaged.
That's right.
There are kids who have something lacking. And, you know, for a lot of people, they don't get to fill that. My parents were divorced, but my dad was always the one
100%.
Who came and got me from school when I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd saw my dad every weekend. And, you know, it's like my parents didn't get along, but at least he was a model for how to be in your kid's life. I'm divorced from my ex-husband, but he
loves his kids.
The best father I could have chosen. We talk about that all the time. Like, we are so lucky that we chose a partner that is going to be there as a parent, which is the most critical thing. And when people feel that they can abdicate that responsibility, that's when you really hurt society.
That's right.
And just because you're no longer married, it's like your parents were there for you.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You are 100%. Close with your dad.
So I talk about that also in my book about, so my mom, I don't know if you know this, Kennedy, my mom got pregnant with me at 16. She had me at 17. My dad immediately married my mom.
Oh.
So they've been together since my mom was in sixth grade. They just celebrated 30 years of marriage.
That's right.
30 years of marriage. So, it, you know, and a lot of my classmates and friends did not have their fathers in their life. And some of them went down a pretty good path.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of them did not go to a certain path because they didn't have that leadership in the household.
Or accountability.
Or accountability. And there's something, moms are strong, and my mom particularly, you know, emotionally too, helped. My dad was so tough and all that. And no offense to single mom, because they do the best that they can do. But there comes a time where there has to be the hammer on males because of who we are.
Yes.
And we will get away with what you allow us to get away with. Mm-hmm. And we're creating this environment where this continues to be a cycle. And so I think there used to be a point where we celebrated the moms that their story of making it through it and doing the best that they can. And now it seems like now that we're saying, encouraging it,
mm-hmm.
like, no, that's okay. You do that by yourself, and not thinking about the consequences as it is for society. So I try to lay that out in the book as well, like being pro from a standpoint of womanhood, mm-hmm. but being pro manhood as well,
yes.
and not bash, appreciating both sexes. And, you know, I talk about a lot of the libertarianism of me have said, adults should be able to make adult decisions, right?
Yes.
Whatever checkbox that you want to check and identify as whatever, you should be able to do that. Where I start to get concerned is, as a society, removing parents out of those decisions.
Yes.
And saying that these are our children, not the parents, but they got to feed you. They got to, you know, wipe your tail. They got to make sure that you have a house over your head. The removing the parents out of conversation, as well as when you look at, and my dad was at every single sporting event, and he trained my sister as hard as I did. He trained me and my brother in sports. But to now say that my brother and I, and no matter how tough my sister is, can compete against my sister in sports, I just think we've gotten it all wrong.
Yeah.
If our trans brothers and sister want to create their own league, more power to them.
Yeah, that's what Martina Navratilova said.
Yeah.
And Martina Navratilova, you know, she came up in sports at a time where it was not popular to
right.
be a
right.
lesbian. And, you know, she was truly a voice for the voiceless. And she lived and thrived through such a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're in this sort of age where people are coddled and they are appeased.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like they don't have it as hard as people did who had to truly live in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And the very few brave people who came out and lived like that, lived honestly like that, it was really hard. So
mm-hmm.
when someone like Martina Navratilova says, we need to have an open category,
mm-hmm.
I go, yes, because I feel for the trans athletes. I really do.
Yeah.
Because they're talented. They should be able to compete, but they you know, we have to make
mm-hmm.
definitive rules
mm-hmm.
so that it's fair for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, if it's not, then women should be able to juice.
Right.
Women should be able to take
mm-hmm.
performance-enhancing drugs
mm-hmm.
and bring their testosterone level up to what...
To up to par.
Yeah. So someone who was born a biological male who went through puberty, they are imbued with certain
mm-hmm.
characteristics that biological women don't have. But If they are going to be able to compete, then women should be able to take PEDs.
Well, so, and that goes to the other part of the conversation. You don't see a lot of trans men,
mm-hmm.
Women that became male,
mm-hmm.
trying to compete. it's a losing fight. It's a losing fight. My problem is that you have a lot of folks that place 20th, 30th in a competition, and all of a sudden they're first place because mm-hmm. they switched over. That's just not fair, and you know it's not fair.
No, that'd be like a 25-year-old playing Little League.
Right. It's just not cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel a need to speak up for that without being hateful and everything like that. I feel like we've come to this point of, oh, you hate me. Actually, I don't.
No.
Actually, I don't give a F.
I
okay?
celebrate whatever
right.
you want to do,
you know,
especially as an adult, whatever you want to do. Like, I am here for you.
Right.
1,000%. But, you know, there's also a big conflation between, you know, some of the rules around sports.
Right.
And if you say, well, no, this organizing body, they have to make a determination and they have to stand up and do the difficult mm-hmm. thing and have an open category and protect women's sports.
That's right.
That's not transphobic and it's not homophobic.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. So that's one of the many topics. But I also lay out some principles for men that I think they should do. The fit man, the chivalrous man.
I love chivalry. Man,
you know, whoever. You do.
Yes.
You really do.
Yes, I do. I think, in a lot of ways, like, I'm a traditionalist.
Okay, yeah. Tell me more.
Like, I love making cocktails. I love baking. I love
You know
when
what? That is so true.
A man opens a door for me. I think it's great. And I always go, chivalry is not dead. And I grew up in a house full of dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I grew up with, like, a lot of
you know what? That's
male
so
energy.
No, the more I'm, like, putting this together, as I said, you do like chivalry. Like, you're always... Like, to everyone, I'm not saying this, like, she's always serving men, but you have a servant's heart. Like, no. You know, you want to make sure everybody's good, everybody's fit, everybody has something to drink, everybody's cool, everybody's good emotionally. Like, that's just you.
I come from a long line of food nurturers. Like, truly, like Romanian peasants. Like, my grandmother's family, my mom came over from Romania, but they were all peasants. And it's like, what do? Like, you farm all day, and then you come inside, and you feed everyone.
Feed people.
And that's, like, my grandmother... When you would go to her house, she would have like 15 entrees.
A spread.
And if you didn't eat everything, you're like, you not like my cooking? Oh, I didn't know you not like my cooking. And she would take it so
personally.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom's the same way. Like, my mom has an incredible ability to throw open a refrigerator and there's four ingredients and she will make
it's
like
something.
A meal. Like, wow. It's unbelievable. Like, there's no such thing as an empty fridge to my mom.
Wow.
Yeah, she'll scrape ice particles, and all of a sudden...
It makes something.
Yeah, you'll have a leg of lamb.
I love this.
Yeah, but so, you know, and everyone... The thing that I love about my family is everyone loves to cook.
Yeah.
And everyone cooks in a different way. And my very favorite thing in the world is I love being with my family, but I love cooking with my family.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So this has been, you know, let me stop. I shouldn't be interviewing you. This is what you did. Like, it just immediately starts happening. I was like, so that's where you get it from. Like, it's just like, it's just, Janice Dean was doing the same thing the other day. She's like, you know, and I was like, so Janice, is this where this comes from? Yada, 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 yada. It's like, oh, this is your show. I'm sorry. I mean, damn.
But that's what a conversation is. That's what friendship is.
Yeah.
Learning new things about each other.
I just get so fascinated because, you know, one thing I admire about Kennedy is her sense of fashion.
Well.
You know, I don't like stale. And as you can tell, I push the limits of fashion on our news channel.
Absolutely right.
Because I got to be me.
Yes.
I got to be me. I have to. And I grew up poor and we couldn't, you know, get a lot of things. I spent a lot of time at the thrift shop and my mom taught me how to sew and hem and all that. And we would go to the rich neighborhood. And I would buy the suits from the thrift store in the rich neighborhood.
Very smart.
Because they had the good stuff.
Yes.
They had the Ralph Lauren and Tom Ford stuff. Tom Ford is my favorite designer. And we could get it, but their stuff was always too big or too small. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn how to take the hem out. And so now that I have a little change, just a little change.
Mm-hmm. Just a little change.
You know, I'm not rolling to go back. Just a little change.
Yes, exactly.
I can go to somewhere and get me a nice suit.
But you really appreciate it. Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
See, like... I don't need a closet full of Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
No.
But if I can go into Louis Vuitton and buy like a rad men's sweater, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Like it really like the Marie Kondo, like does something bring joy into your heart? Like,
that's right.
I don't need everything.
And you work for
but
it.
The pieces that I have.
That's right.
Absolutely right. And that's it's like, I don't let anybody shame me because
I've been working
my ass off.
That's right.
For 30 years.
And continue to.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you too on that because I do work hard. I don't let people shame me for my fashion.
No.
They're like, oh, you got the Louis Vuitton. Oh, you damn straight I do.
Louis Vuitton. It's like,
you're damn
yes,
straight.
Absolutely
you're
damn right. Straight. Oh, you see the red bottom?
That's exactly right. And you see that it stays red too because I make sure it's cared for.
Yes.
So I'm a good steward of my stuff.
Absolutely. My shoes are all in boxes.
That's right.
I sit there and I sing to them and I polish
That's
them.
Right.
I love you, Louis. Oh, my gosh. Well, Lawrence, I know you have a busy day. Thank you for sharing a mocktail with me.
Oh, this is what we call coconut Himalayan mm-hmm. margarita.
That's right.
To find more about that, go to Kennedy Save America. for sponsorship opportunities.
Yes, yeah, sponsorship reach out to opportunities. Her on Instagram.
If you want your water to taste like my water.
we may need a sponsor. We will ring your bell anytime. Thank you for bringing your American manliness to the Kennedy Saves the World podcast.
Well, next time I have barbecue.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's right. I'm so down. Like whatever it takes.
That's right. Oh. You brought the drinks.
Yes.
I bring the barbecue.
As long as it's gluten-free, I will eat it.
Oh,
cheers.
I got you.
I
got you.
Lawrence Jones.
Cheers.
This has been Kennedy Saves the World with Lawrence Jones. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform, and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.